Yes, that's right. RDU 98.5. But you know that already. Well, hopefully. Hey, now there is a very exciting show coming to Christchurch very shortly. It's called Ngā Rauri Rauri. The Idiots in Te Reo Pākehā. Alternatively, Fools or Dimwits, if you will. And no, I'm not in this show, before you go texting in silly things like that. It is a comical foray into one whānau's relationship with their whenua and a big brother's quest to turn their coastline into a cash cow. I'm very lucky to have two of the production's stars on the line with me right now. I've got Micah and Stella with me. Good morning.
Morena.
How are you both?
Good. We're good. We've just finished up our Wellington season and we're set to open in Tāmaki this week before we head down to Christchurch. So yeah, we're in the thick of it at the moment, but feeling good.
Oh, okay, didn't start with us, that's fine, whatever, I'm not dark about that at all. No, I'm kidding. How was the Wellington season?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so much fun opening a home. Most of us are from Wellington or lived there for a long time. So, oh, yeah, it was really nice to have the support from our friends over there.
Now, let's dive into this. I'm so excited for it. Not only because it sounds like it's great, it sounds quite funny and clever, but more so, it sounds very original. Like, I don't have anything to compare this to. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's certainly original in that, yeah, there's not a lot like it out in New Zealand at the moment. So there's the play that's been written and then it's been recorded by our audio cast.
Oh, wow.
So all of the dialogue comes through speakers. None of us are talking on stage. So that's the one thing that's a bit different. And then instead of us just like sort of great acting, there's a bit more movement and a bit more dance through it. So it's like a hybrid of theatre, dance, and radio theatre.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was not expecting that. Oh, so this is super unique. Now, okay, wow, I'm just thinking. So it's kind of like a really long lip sync.
Yes, it's like a long TikTok, they say.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. And so are you two a part of the stage team, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we're both performers.
Wow. So I mean, this must be so interesting when you're not using your voice. Like, you must have to be really physical.
Yeah, it's definitely very physical. And so the cast is made up of both dancers and actors. And so I come from an acting background, and so for me it was sort of jarring being like, oh, my voice is taken away now. Yeah. I'm really thrust into that only movement. But yeah, it's been a fun challenge, and we've been led by the dancers in it because obviously they are body led. But yeah, there's been like, we can take from each other's history of knowledge to enhance the performance.
So interesting. Now, obviously, I don't want any spoilers or anything. I want everyone to go see it and find out for themselves. But could you kind of give us a sort of brief run through of the plot?
Yes. So it's about a brother and a sister. And the sister is an activist. And the brother is very money driven. And yeah, no spoilers, but he's just a lot of trouble. And yeah, the plot just goes through their relationship. And there are people that keep arriving in their marae, and there is a big misunderstanding of who this government official is. And yeah, it just becomes a mess by the end of it. No spoilers, though. Yeah, it's a big mess at the end. It's really fun to watch.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. Now, as like the stage crew, have the voice actors seen you do it?
Yeah, I think 4 out of the 5 voice actors have seen us do it, because another one is based up here in Tamaki, so she might get to see it this week. But they saw the Wellington season.
Interesting. Now, have any kind of mentioned, like, because they must have an idea when they're voicing it. They must, you know, they would have an idea in their head about how it kind of would look being performed. Have they said, has there been many comments about that? Has it been a surprise for them? Is it exactly what they expected?
I think, like a lot of the audience members, you sort of take 5 minutes to get used to the form and like sink into it. So for them, some of their feedback was like, it was really like jarring sort of hearing my voice and then it not being like my body being someone else's. But then some of them said they actually just like melted into it and sort of forgot that it was their voice, which was quite interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that is really interesting. Now, who do you both play?
So I play Manuela. So she's the younger sister. She's the activist in the family.
She's the government official.
And what's it like being the activist? Was it easy? Do you think you're more of an activist now? Have you absorbed your characters?
Well, I feel like I have the same like political views as Manuela, so like getting into that was sort of quite easy.
For me personally, what about you? Well, my character's not an activist at all. She's just a hot mess. So it's just me being myself, basically.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Easy. Convenient. Hey, now, tell me, I've never kind of been on a tour of any sort. What's it like being doing this, you know, repetitively and in new locations and stuff? Do you like being on the road?
Well, we just got to Auckland on Monday and we get to actually open the show up here. But so far we're having a great time, like travelling as a company, and we're really excited to open this week at the Cove Theatre as a part of Kohanga Festival, because there's lots of works and play readings happening there. So, yeah, it's just nice to be amongst a vibrant community up here, and then looking forward to taking it down to Christchurch. Yeah,
and I think also like you don't get the chance to perform the same work often and refine it. It's the fact we can come back and do more than just 4 shows is actually it's a blessing. It's really nice because then we can get very comfortable with it and the characters and really embody the show. So yeah, really excited for that.
Now, yeah, that's actually a really interesting point. Like, do you think these shows are, I mean, I doubt it was ever bad, but do you think they're getting better?
100%. The more you do it, it's like everything else, but the more you do it, the more space you have to play in it and to be present on stage. Like, you give yourself more permission to grow in the show.
Audio tech is so, like, we just get more familiar with it. So, yeah, you can, what Sally was saying, you can play within it more because you just get more familiar with, like, when each line is coming or when there's gaps that you can fill, because that stays the same every time. It's quite technical to learn, like, all the lip syncing, but then all the pauses and stuff.
Yeah, so are you, like, if I was... if I was in this, I feel like I would be kind of trying to sort of like hide my lips a bit in case I don't fully know words. Yeah. Like, is this a fully like massive facial expressions, big kind of over enunciation of things? Is that kind of what you're going for there?
We definitely know all of the lines. No, we know everything. We have like little tactics for, you know, like sometimes you can turn your back to the audience because you're not having to like use your voice to project.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll like play a game with each other. We're like, we obviously can't like all have our backs to the audience. That's boring for them. But we'll maybe be like, well, I'm going to turn my back so then whoever's on stage with you has to like flip. So there's like fun games like that we play inside the piece as a cast. Yeah.
Oh my god, fun. I love that. Yeah. Imagine a whole show just back to the audience.
Just all back.
Oh, hey, well, I guess a big question is if people who are listening right now want to come see the show when you guys are here in Ōtautahi, where can they get tickets for it?
Yeah, so we're performing on Friday the 4th of October at the Aurora Arts Centre. And you can get tickets by going to Tawata Productions website. And then they've got the tickets for all of the shows actually in all the locations. But yeah, if you scroll to the bottom, then there'll be the link to the tickets for the Christchurch show.
Oh, well, that's just very convenient, isn't it? Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, yes. Easy. That was super easy to do. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And thank you for being part of the arts and bringing this performance around the country. Because the more, the merrier, I say. So, yeah, one more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been nice. Thank you so much. Yeah.
And
we're looking forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, I'm not that solid in person, to be honest. It's not that fun. Hey, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And to our audience out there, we're talking about Ngā Rauri Rauri, which is performing here in Christchurch next month. Go to tawataproductions.com to get tickets for that show.